Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 8. It's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. We are less than a week away. I think I make it 4 days away from elections to the City Council. And this week we're speaking to those who are either in charge or want to be in charge. Today it's the turn of Lewis Herbert, Labour's leader on the City Council, who have been running things. I think I made it 5 years when I counted up.
Correct.
Morning, Lewis. Good to see you.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Can we start maybe with climate change? Because there's a lot of concern about it right now, particularly in the wake of protests both in London and I know some demonstrations as well in Cambridge too. Should we follow London's lead and adopt, I think, what's called an ultra-low emissions zone?
We're definitely looking at a city centre clean air zone. It's part of the package of cutting down the number of cars coming in. We need to have a major investment in buses and we need to clean our air. But we can only do that by cutting the number of cars, electric buses. There's going to be a trial of electric and ultra-low buses. The City Council's done a lot on enabling taxis and private hire cars to be electric. It's one of those four or five big issues in tackling climate change and achieving zero carbon in Cambridge. Mm.
And I was getting, it's one of these areas where it's like a city council does this and county council does that. Now, you're responsible for the taxis. I think there's a taxi meeting this morning at the council, at least there often is on a Monday. But it's the county council, is it not, which is responsible for buses? It's one of these areas, I guess, where people have to talk to each other.
Well, it is, and that's why we've got the Greater Cambridge Partnership. So to keep the show on the road, I chair the Greater Cambridge Partnership, and not because that isn't a success, because it's achieving a lot, but I'm also involved with the mayor, because we've got long-term plans for Metro. We need Cambridge South Station. Working with the mayor, we've secured money for Cambridge North East. So there are too many councils. There does need to be change, but when you've got a Conservative government that's making a mess of so many other things, if it was them that changed local government, it could be even worse.
So as things stand, how do you feel on the way that local government is organised in this particular part of the world? Because it is, you know, if it wasn't for that working out the who does what of the city and the county council, on top of that, you have got the Greater Cambridge Partnership. We have the addition of our Metro Mayor, Mr. Palmer, in recent years as well. And, you know, as I think we observed when Tim Bick was in from the Lib Dems on Friday, you have South Cams looked after by the Lib Dems. You have the City Council with yourselves, Labour in charge. The County Council is the Conservatives, and you don't always get on with the viewpoints.
Well, I challenge that to a fair extent. In the 5 years that we've led the council, we've made sure that we work with other people. So we in South Cambridgeshire have to work together. We're going to have a shared local plan. So one of the issues going forward, Julian, is the public has to say what kind of Cambridge they want. And I think we are in control of that with South Cambridgeshire. Every time we get money out of government, there's a price. And the price for us getting the money to build 500 council homes is that we...
That's the Mill Road development
area. Yeah, so two streets away from here, we've got council houses going up at the moment. And similarly, the money which is going to fund transport improvements, fast buses, potentially the metro, it came with a price tag from government. But it's too...
Did you feel that lessens the amount of power that you have as a city council when you're relying on the mayor's office to give you the money for vital council homes for the city, those 500?
Well, it's part of the deal, but the and yes, the money goes through the mayor's office, or not the mayor's office, because he keeps swelling that. That's now seven staff. It goes through the combined authority, but we wouldn't have got that money, Julian, if we hadn't done the deal, done a devolution deal. And similarly, transport money and the opportunities for Cambridge to be more sustainable need us to do things. We work in partnership. If we are working very closely with South Cambridgeshire. We share services. And it is the case that if you live in Histon or if you live in central Cambridge, you've got a lot of the same shared issues, and we work together. But there are different communities. Where we're sitting is urban Cambridge. Rural South Cambridgeshire has different needs, and it wouldn't be right to have one council for the whole of Cambridgeshire like some Tories want. Cambridge would be blocked out of decisions.
Mm. And it's a tricky one, isn't it, really? Because you rightly say the differences between rural Cambridge and the city, but there are, I guess, bins are bins, but also there's the transport, which is very important, because there'll be, I think, a lot of our listeners will be coming in from South Cams, listening, and arriving in the city where they work and spend a vast proportion of their day after that.
Yeah, and that's why the decisions about transport and about clean air and about where the homes go, and the choice, the genuine choice that Cambridge and South Cambridgeshire people have got about what kind of Cambridge and greater Cambridge do they want in 2030 will be made. So we share the same issues, and we have to work together, and together we can actually achieve more, and as we're showing on the plan.
I wonder if we always do have that choice. Emissions, for example, which, from what you said, I clearly want to reduce those, but they're caused by us, of sorts, people who live in the city and arguably come into it in their cars. Do we want this area to grow anymore? Because we have plans for housing, but every time I see a press release which says that there's going to be housing or something built, it's going to bring so many jobs to the area. Those so many jobs fill up the houses. We're back where we started. The city expands, and people say, well, you know, Cambridge, you know, can't take any more.
Well, one of the facts is that Cambridge is shaped a bit like a postage stamp, and it's almost all been built on. So there is a significant and huge value in Greenbelt, and we're committed to Greenbelt. And there is literally no great opportunity to build significant new housing in the city. So in the future, we do need to have far better public transport, buses, but also potentially the metro, so that, and rail, so that we're talking about Ely, Haverhill, St Neots, Mildenhall, some areas that actually want growth, actually taking the housing in the future.
Mm. Would they take the business as well, would you think?
Some of them already are. I mean, yeah. A number of the sort of non-tech businesses are moving out of Cambridge. So accountancy, a number of other sort of backup businesses, quite a number of traditional Cambridge companies now operate from outside. We can't have all of the cars that are coming in now, and the housing and where it's going to be in the future will be outside. But it will be a choice. We are not going to sort of just jump into a plan and say, this is what Cambridge people want. We're going to listen to them. And we also need to get the money out of government to fund quality services, because the attraction of Cambridge has to have the funding to run this city well. And we've run it well for 5 years, but we need government to commit to giving us a fair share of business rates. Otherwise, our services are at risk.
Where do you stand on the congestion charge for Cambridge, or some sort of road pricing mechanism to make our roads just that little less busy?
We need it, or something like it, and a combination with workplace parking charges. I don't think employers should get off scot-free. Congestion charge also puts it wholly onto the driver. But we need to raise at least £20 million a year. Bus services are poor and too expensive in the city, but they're far worse in the rural area. So we've got to enable a wider geography to have far better public transport, and a good way of paying for that is a combination of the congestion charge and other interventions. But we also want to have cleaner engines and cleaner cars. So on your earlier thread, we do need to tackle dirty delivery vehicles. We need to have other ways of reducing vehicles.
You have the power to keep them them out, or do you need some government intervention to help you do that?
You were right to raise who has the powers. Yes, the Greater Cambridge Partnership has got delegated powers, and we've already started looking at some of the city centre streets, King's Parade. We've got a temporary traffic block planned there. So we're going to... This isn't the original proposals to shut roads, but we just need to make our city far more pleasant for the number of visitors, for the number of residents, both pedestrians, cyclists, disabled people.
Cambridge Corn Exchange, big weekend, makes things a little bit more pleasant for us, but it's had a bit of a wobble. And I'm wondering if you look back and think it was a bit of a not such a good idea to try and put Cambridge Live, which runs these things, at a bit of a distance from the council.
We inherited it from the Liberal Democrats. They're distancing themselves from that small fact now. It hasn't worked as we wanted. We gave it every chance. It's still overall likely to have saved us some money because they were able to operate differently.
Even with the £700,000 that's having to go
into... Well, we don't know if it's going to be that. That's going to be the... cost. We will be running it on a leaner budget than they operated. We didn't agree with some of the moves they made, including paying their senior staff more. So we still believe that we can run things through trusts, but that one didn't work. We are committed to the folk festival, to the big weekends, and a really strong cultural offer. But along with other services, we don't know what the government's going to do to our funding in the future, so we will have to look hard at each area.
Got a couple of drift back a little bit, actually. Got a couple of questions from Lawrence on the transport aspects in particular. I'll just pick a couple of these, I think. He says that research shows that 20-mile-per-hour zones increase pollution in residential areas due to vehicles being in the proximity of residents for longer and not stirring the air away as much. What do you think of the... there are quite a few 20-mile-an-hour zones in Cambridge these days.
What we'd like is the police to enforce it properly. I don't think that's true. I do think where we've got jumbled streets, and I've got one in my ward, Coleridge Road, which we want to have free-flowing traffic on rather than stop-start, that doesn't help on pollution. But effectively, we do need people to travel more slowly, and I like it, the fact that on Mill Road people travel at 20 miles an hour, and
that's because they're dodging the pedestrians.
all right, but the you go out at night in Cambridge and see what speed people sometimes go. So I think we do want people travelling safer. It's quite clear on the safety evidence that if a person is hit at 20 miles an hour, they've got 4 or 5 times more chance of surviving. Compared
Lewis,
to 30 or more.
Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We will no doubt try to catch up with you. Mr. Webb is...
My pleasure.
Late night shift again.
I hope people do think about their local elections, not because we aren't ourselves concerned about Europe and staying in, but we do need people to shape their local wards. And it's their choice. They need to have quality people in their ward.
Well, thank you very much for discussing the local issues with us this morning. Lewis Herbert, who is leader of Cambridge City Council for Labour. I have to tell you, it's the terms and conditions kind of thing, really. There is a full list of candidates, which you will find on the website of, indeed, Cambridge City Council. It is 8:25.
Cambridge 105 Radio.